Akasha, Channel 1. We're working on Chapter 3 now, Grammar. Tibetan is a language made up of monosyllabic parts. Many of these parts have independent meanings that, when strung together, combine to make new words. The hyphens we use to separate the words in this book show the junction of such syllables. You should not treat each as a separate word by pausing between every particle. Rather, they should be spoken together quickly, with brief breaks between syllables where regular spaces exist. Syllables are sometimes hyphenated that should not ordinarily be combined in order to duplicate the way words are actually spoken. You should not be concerned with which of the two or three syllables to accent. The proper accent automatically occurs as a result of the phonetic system we use. For example, the double OO in the second part of the word for pants, kudong, makes you naturally accent the second syllable, the correct pronunciation. The general flow of the language will become obvious when listening to the tape. You may notice that two or three different words have the same spelling. For example, the word for head and door are both spelled the same, go, G-O. How do you pronounce one differently from the other? You don't. The difference lies in the use of subtle tones that exist in the Tibetan language, the introduction of which is beyond the scope of this book. However, the tones are so subtle that many times even Tibetans cannot tell them apart. Thus the Tibetan saying, you can tell what word was meant only from the context in which it was used. If you visit a Tibetan doctor and complain of a sore head, go. The sentence structure you use and other obvious factors will make it impossible to think that you are complaining of a sore door. Go. Nouns. Nouns in Tibetan are singular words. Definite and indefinite articles like a and the are not used. However, demonstrative adjectives like this one, that one, de, fag, paga, and these are those, dinso and panso are used. To make a noun plural, you add tso to the noun, or n and tso to the demonstrative adjective. Let me give some examples. Chair, kupka, this chair, kupka de. Chairs, kupka tso, these chairs, kupka dinso. Book, tab, that book, tab paga, books, tepso, those books, tab panso. Other helpful words, now these would help up on the hill, that up there, yaga, those up there, yanso, that down there, maga, those down there, manso. If you can't remember the correct demonstrative adjective, just use de, this. De can be used for just about everything, this, that, those, and so on, especially when the particular object you are addressing is in sight. And so, we'll continue on tomorrow. Simjanango.